that you would be with us in our Sunday school hour of learning. We thank you for the morning, for the sunshine, and for the glory that you show us every day, the amazing power and might of you and the fact that you love us so much. Lord, we just pray that in our discipleship hour that we would share our hearts, share your word, and just grow up and be stronger in the body of Christ. And Lord, there are so many different parts and we need each and every one. Lord, we thank you. We praise you this morning. In your son's name, amen. So this is a little bit weird today, quite honestly. I don't like talking to people's backs, so I'm going to be wandering around a little bit. First off, I need to get my glasses before I wander too far. So this morning we're Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Dictionary, rejoice, the meaning of is showing great joy or delight. There's the Greek root that's used, translated is similar to the translation similar to grace and joy, or in reference to experiencing God's grace. We sometimes have a hard time with a simple word like rejoice. As Christ's followers, we know that true everlasting joy and what we rejoice in is our Savior and our salvation. And that is absolutely true. That is a joy that never goes away. Even in times where we may not be rejoicing here on this earth. However, I think it's very, that even in Christ's words, there is a positive thing. It builds us up. It keeps us stronger together as we rejoice together in all things that we rejoice on, even in these small things, the temporal things that are here on earth. Psalm 106:4-5 says, remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your inheritance. Now, in context, this psalm was basically from Exodus from Egypt through the Babylonians. And they were looking forward to a time that they could be together as a nation, rejoicing. But the writer says, and it struck me how he said it. He didn't say, save me when you save them, although I'm sure that was what he was at least inferring to at that time. Help me when you save them, that I can look on the prosperity, their prosperity. Help me that I may glory with your inheritance. He wanted to rejoice with them. And even down to a smaller, seemingly less significant rejoicing that we don't really think of as it's a time to share rejoicing, but Christ spoke the words. In Luke 15:4-6, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep that was lost. We don't often connotate rejoicing together with small, simple things. It even gets smaller and more simple in the next parable that Jesus spoke of, which was the woman with the 10 pieces of silver. She lost one. She swept until she found it. She called her friends and neighbors, come rejoice with me. There's something about rejoicing and sharing each other's, both good times and bad. Next week we'll talk about the other side of it. That really affirms our relationships. And Charles Spurgeon, which I meant to say earlier, a quote from Charles is, "A rejoicing heart soon makes a praising tongue." So even in the small things, when we rejoice together, if we are truly rejoicing together, and we are followers of Christ, we end up coming back to Christ and praising Him. I remember when I was a little kid, we had friends of ours, friends of Dad and Mom, that came and got eggs at the house, and they'd stay for the evening quite often. And one night, Amelia was just all a twitter. And at the point, I didn't get it. At that time, I didn't get it. She said, "I lost $10. And I went through the whole house and I couldn't find it. And then I prayed. And I found it." Yes, she was rejoicing because she found that $10, which was a lot more back then than it is today. But she was also rejoicing because she had prayed. And through that prayer, she found help. I would like to say that you know, my parents were as enthused about that as she was, but it was only $10. And what happens when we don't rejoice with those who rejoice? As an example of affirmation, rejoicing together, holding each other up, even in the small things, means so much. I shot a pretty nice buck one year. And as my normal custom was back then, before I did much with it, I went up to Dad's and said, "Hey, Dad, you know." He walked out, glanced in the back of my truck, said, "Did you see the one your nephew got? He got a really nice one." And that was the end of it. There was a small break in that relationship. I never took a deer back to Dad's again. It's not much, but it's just a little chink in the wheel, just a little cog that either builds relationships or breaks relationships. So I think Christ, per His word, knew. No, He didn't command do it or don't do it for this little things. We're to have joy. I mean, we have great joy, trust me, when we have a soul saved and goes through the waters of baptism. We have great joy at weddings. We have great joy when children are born. And those are good. Absolutely. But do we get down to the point where is it a simple handshake? Yeah, I'm happy for you. Or do we share each other's rejoicing? There's a big difference. And I can't tell you how to share rejoicing on a larger scale all the time. You'd think it'd be easy. It's good times. Everybody's happy. But there are times we just don't feel like it. I have in one of the questions, the case is, the discussion question is this, and you may get to it, may not, doesn't matter. Have you ever shared in someone's joy when they were overflowing and you were struggling? How? If someone had 100 sheep and called me over to rejoice for the one he had found because he lost it, and I only had two to my name, I might have a hard time rejoicing with him. Why is that? Why do sometimes we have hard times rejoicing with people in the good times? Perhaps we have a bit of envy. Perhaps we don't have as much love as we should have. So if we lift each other up, rejoice with those who rejoice. We become one. We become stronger together. And I will hand it off to the leaders for our discussions.